Blog Talk Radio.
No.
I got you.
Brothers underground, pushing up daisy, man, it amazes me that you can't see where you're gonna be. A statistic, everybody's gone cold ballistic. If you had a good day, damn, I must have missed it. Cause you're mad at the universe, go to hell with everybody else, cause you want your own first. I got the urge to let you in on a little secret, cause you keep dying if you keep it. All the killing that you're feeling is from within. Pull the cover, check the color of your skin, voila. I couldn't try even if I had to. Born with a bulletproof vest when I had you. A black woman trying to get through to a few so you can lead the next group. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
Better get yourself together while you're wasting all your time right along with your mind. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself.
I'd rather do wrong, making that loopy and that hustler. Instead of hot dogs, I'm eating porkers and they smother. And got a gang of loot up in the safe, up in my cupboard. On top of all that,
I just love the way DC language, you know what I mean? That man was saying, eating pork chops and they smother. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of Kale's Corner, everybody. How was your weekend, sis? How was it? What y'all do?
Man, it was amazing. We did some amazing things. Like, we went on some trips. Like, just no whip in particular. Just us, just the hubby and myself. We just enjoyed each other, that's all.
That's what's up. That's a beautiful thing when you can just get away and enjoy the time with your significant other, and you guys are just like, you know, encouraging the love more. You know what I mean? Let me say this. I've been trying to be in a more cheerful mood. I found out one of my coworkers, a real close, and you know, I know people say you can't go to work and find friends because it's something about that designated time that you spend on the job makes things a little, you know, mandatory. You know what I mean? When a friend more or less is someone that chooses to be your companion. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Well, this friend of mine, she used to text me every morning, with little prayers, and you know, I would respond to her saying, you have a good day, baby girl. Let's be great. Let the haters hate, right? And that was my teacher every morning. Teresa, I found out Friday she was at her nephew's funeral. Her nephew was shot and taken away from here.
Okay.
Therese, why while attending the funeral, someone came and shot her 3 times? They didn't kill her.
You lie. I know you lie.
Girl, they didn't kill her. She's recovering. She was grazed to the head. And one shot in her arm and one shot in her stomach. She's talking. Yes. She's talking now, and, you know, of course, they're not releasing any information like what hospital she's at and things of that nature because they don't want any type of retaliation.
Right.
But I was just thinking about that, and you guys, under the sound of my voice, man, if there's a young male or female in your life, grab them, hug them, tell them you love them. Let's try love as a medication for this sick world we're living in. Let's try something that they apparently aren't used to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's try something that will stick out, stand out, show itself during the times of evil or payback in their life.
Right.
You know, so many times we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of adulthood, you know, and I'm not blaming anyone. I'm an adult too, you know.
Right.
But, Trees, when I heard this news about my coworker, all I could think about was my son. All I could think about was, does he know you love him? Does he know that 4:30 in the morning is more about him than you? Does he know the sacrifices and and I think that we're not communicating with these youngins. You know, I went for lunch today, and while I was gone for lunch, I saw a group of youngins, and Treats called me crazy, but I just went to each one of them and was like, I love you, man. Can I hug you? I love you. You know, the little girl in the group was like, you don't know how much that made my day to hear you say that, to just come up as an adult in the hustle and bustle of every day and to give that love. She was like, you know, I've lived in a house with my mom for 17 years. And I heard her say to me, get out, before I heard her say, I love you.
Wow.
These kids are sad, Therese. These kids are sad. And what they're doing is the way that they know how to show they need love, man.
Right.
They need love, man. It stops so much nonsense. It stops so much ignorance. And we as adults, we have to give it to them, y'all. We have to give it to them. That's my soapbox. I'm going to leave it alone. But it just crushed me this week to hear that the young lady on my job was shot. You know? You know?
I'm just glad she's still with us.
Yeah, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And you know, let me thank God immediately, you know, for allowing her to still be here with us. But we have to come up with a solution, y'all. The only people that will fix us is us.
That's true.
Older people, I'm commissioning you. I am commissioning you right here, right now, 508 Tails Corner, grab those youngins, hug those youngins, and tell them how much you love them. They need that. They need that. This world is slowly becoming a sad, well, really, it's already a sad place. It's already a sad
really
place. When you can't go to a funeral and mourn your loved one, it's a sad place. It's a sad place, y'all. And you know, today I was led to do the hug and tell them I love them, but I'm going to start, Therese, every day telling one of these youngins, I love you, man. I love you. I love what you're going to be for your people. I love who you're going to touch. I love what you're going to do with your life. Right now is right now. Tomorrow is wide open. You can be and do anything that you want to. You know, and I'm serious, y'all. That is my mission until the Lord say, DMVKO, come on and come on home. That's my mission. Because I don't feel, I seriously do not feel it's enough love out here, man. For real.
Yeah, I'm with that 100%.
I'm sorry to start this show off so stern and with directions and you guys do, and you know, but seriously, I mean, just think, even if you don't do it, think about what I said. Think about what I'm saying. And think about these youngins out here, you know? And believe it or not, it's a two-way thing, because I can't tell you the older people out here who fear coming out in public, who feel like there's something I can do or should do, but I don't know what it is. Grab these youngins and show them love, man. Let's get back to a place of love, loving ourselves and loving each other. Get it back. Therese says it all the time. At the end of our show, Therese always says, we love you. You guys do not know how much we love you. And we truly do. We truly do. Not because of what you have done, but because you're human. You are a part of the human race. Love has no color. Love has no color. Love has no social stature or society placing. Love has none of that. It has none of that. All right, Lady T.
I 100% agree. I 100% back you on everything you just said. I 100% agree on everything that you just said. We need more love. We have to have it. I demand it. Like, we have to have that. So everybody at the sound of DMV Kale voice, Lady T's voice, if you can hear me, just love on your loved ones. And even the ones that don't love you, just show them some love too. They just don't know no better. So we're going to just love on everybody.
Okay. Let's see if love can push this nonsense out of our world, you know. Let's see if love can take hold of these youngins, man. Let's see if love will be the fix, man, the medication of this sick world we in, you know. Let's just try that. We've tried everything. They're incarcerating them. They're putting ankle braces on them. They're giving them longer and longer prison terms, and it seems like they're only getting worse. They're only getting worse. So let's try love, y'all. Let's try love. I'm going to try love. I'm willing to try love, you know. What do we have to lose? What do we have to lose? You know, we've lost enough. Enough lives are gone. Enough people are not here anymore. Try love, y'all. Let's try love, okay? All right, family. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the MLB division leaders and the wild cards, the wild card team. With the season shifting into the second half, hey, listen, playoff baseball is right around the corner. Yeah, come back. So I can't wait. We will also take a look at the NBA Summer League, top five teams, and the championship game that was played last night between the Rockets and Cleveland. Trees, I'm going to tell you, I watched that game last night. It was entertaining. It was seriously entertaining. I couldn't believe, because, you know, normally if it's not the pros, it's going to be a little messy. You know, you're going to find yourself watching it and saying, what are they doing? Why did they do that? You know what I mean? But that game last night between Houston and Cleveland was a good match. It was a good match. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And NFL talk, y'all, we're going to continue our top 10 conversation. Top 10 offense and the top 10 defenses entering into the 2023 season. And Lady T,
you're gonna
be psyched. That's all I'm saying about that. You're
good.
Gonna be psyched. Okay. All right, y'all. So y'all can join Lady T and all our online corner crew, my Betty and everybody on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you can join Lady T, myself, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782. And that's each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real, is our only real. Trees, we're going to have to start saying that one together. All right, let's go. One, two, three. Kale's Corner.
Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real.
Okay.
Is our only real.
Is our only real. That's my co-host with D-Mo.
Yes.
All right, y'all. We're going to remember, and I'm going to say it earlier, I'm going to say it throughout today's podcast. Let's, you know, keep in prayer everyone going through everything. And the beauty of prayer, guys, we don't have to specifically call out, name anything. You can if you want to, but we don't have to, because the big man up there know what everyone is going through. So all we have to say is a prayer. We wish this one well. We wish that one well, and moving right along. So yeah, I'm gonna start the show with a prayer for Glasgow. That's her last name, Glasgow. And then we're gonna move forward. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. We about to get on this corner. We'll be right back.
My friend. Is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that
that if it feels as good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
I just can't get enough of that. I don't know. I love that song, Lady T.
Man, you can play that song all day, bro.
You know, I just love that song. All right, y'all. We all know the NL won the All-Star game last week. So now we're at the phase of the division leaders and you know, all of that crazy stuff. So let's get right into it. In the American League East, we have Tampa Bay Rays at 60-37. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers at 56-39. The National League East, the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins. Now, the National League East, we have the Atlanta Braves at 61-31. The National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers at 52-42. And in the National League West, we have the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Los Angeles Dodgers at 54-39. Now, the wild cards. And I'm going to just name the top three wild card teams. In the AL division, we have Baltimore at 57-35. We have Toronto at 53-41. And we have Houston at 52-42. The National League wild card teams are as follows. San Francisco, Tree, at 52-41. We have Miami at 53-42, and Arizona is your third National League wild card team at 52-42. Listen, this thing gonna be crazy when they really get to the nitty gritty of things. You know what I'm talking about? I cannot wait. This All-Star game really did what an All-Star game supposed to do, and that is boost me for the regular season. I was telling y'all, I think you guys heard me. I don't know if I said it on air or not, but I asked Treece, I was like, when they start playing again? When baseball's coming back? I'm ready to start seeing some games, man. I'm ready. And nothing for nothing, y'all, but and my Nets are 13 in the National League, wild card division, you know. But them boys been balling. The Nationals have been balling now. I don't know if it's just the team that we've been playing, Treece, but they look like they got some work to do. You hear me? They look like, y'all want to count us out. You know, we're gonna show Ted's Chicago Cubs how we get down.
That's right.
So, yeah, y'all. Hey, listen. If nothing else, it's going to be some good baseball going on here. And you know, Atlanta, Treece, Atlanta has the best record in all of baseball. In all of baseball. So, hey, it might be them Braves time. It's funny to me how they got rid of Freddie Freeman, and they seem to be a better team now. You know, ain't that crazy?
It always work out like that sometimes. That's just like when y'all got rid of Bryce Harper, and then y'all won the daggone championship. It's always right. like that. But right. Baltimore right. is on the road too. Not to keep, not to, you know, bring them up. They didn't win like 8-9 in a row.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Baltimore, and we brought this up on a previous show about teams that can play small ball, you know, and Baltimore has been one of those teams. They have good pitching, they have great defense, mm-hmm. and they've been playing great small ball. So, you know, my Betty, I hope your team doesn't exhaust their resources.
Yeah.
Well, San Francisco, Trees, ain't nobody yeah. think about you in San Francisco, Trees. Hey, nobody.
We always get to the finish line, and then here we go. Somebody stepped on our shoe, we fall, and somebody else
yeah.
comes running in behind us, win everything.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen to
I'm
y'all
sick of that.
This year. That ain't going to happen to y'all this year. Y'all going to do something good in this wild card situation and then move on to the actual playoffs. That's what's going to happen. Watch what I tell you. Watch
I'm
what
I tell you. Shohei Ohtani. They've been trying to
Ooh.
Get Shohei Ohtani. They're going to throw in the kitchen sink for him.
Oh. That's a great move, actually. That'd be
yeah.
a great move.
If we can
Ooh,
actually put it on.
I didn't even realize he was up for a trade like that. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's after the Midsummer Classic, all type of moves go on. So nothing will surprise me. Just best believe that we here on Kale's Corner going to be on top of that joint like gravy or them smothered pope chops. Yeah, that like Let's go
Back.
To the phone. Let's go to the phone. 0412, what you going to do? Welcome to Kale's Corner.
What up?
That's Cap.
That's
who?
Cap. What's up, Cap?
Cap. What up, Lady T and the crew?
You see what I'm saying? You see? Hey, Cap. Just
Yo.
next time you call on a different number, just put some sunglasses on that jump. And I know that I won't be sitting here looking all this. Yeah, I kept looking at the number. I was like, I know this number. Let me see who it is. Okay. So what's up, Cap?
What's up, y'all?
I'm
the family.
You. Oh, man, we good.
Man,
hey, I want to say real quick, Cap, y'all been on vacation. And I thank God for bringing bruh back safely, the family, and everything.
It.
You know what I mean? We really
appreciate it.
We miss your voice. We miss your voice here on the corner. But we understand how important vacation and family time is. So,
okay.
Hey,
yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
MLB.
Where we at?
MLB.
MLB.
Yeah,
man. Listen, I like to say, the Rangers continue to impress me.
Very
shocked with the Rangers. Very shocked. A host of
yeah.
no names getting it done.
Yeah,
getting it
yeah.
done. A low payroll.
Yeah.
They getting it done, man. Only
yeah.
team that didn't have
yeah.
Pride Night, but that's a whole other story. hey,
no
is it real around here?
you know.
Yeah, but no, that wild card is very interesting. You see, you got the Astros in third place. You know that ain't gonna last long.
Right.
That's not gonna last long. And
no, it ain't.
Keep your eye out for the NL. When you watch the Phillies, the Phillies is crawling again. They got their mojo back. They just swept the Padres.
Mm.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Keep your eye on them. They creepy crawlers. They creeping.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know,
yeah,
that's one
that.
Thing.
I need to mention that.
That's one thing I like about this time of year with baseball. It's like you can watch this team, that team, this team, that team, and see that, okay, they're playing good. Oh, they got a little something going on. Oh, this team, man. And at the end of it all, you're like, boy, we about to be in for some good baseball, man. We're about to be in for some good baseball because you really can't tell who's going to do what, you know?
Yep. Milwaukee has an outstanding bullpen. So they're gonna stay in it because they can close games out.
The Braves are just the Braves
right now. I mean, there's no answer for them. I mean, they just don't want them. Yeah.
Yeah, they get on my nerves. So good.
They absolutely want to do, man. Hey, listen. Yeah. Anyway, them Braves, I can't stand them. But, hey, that's my division.
Okay, I'm with you, Cam.
Yeah. Let's take another call. okay. Cap, you know what? Have I ever asked you who's your baseball team? Who do you roll with?
Yeah, you did. I told you I'm up in the air. I'm just enjoying baseball because I'm a pure baseball fan. For many years I was a Red Sox fan and a Phillies fan, but I just got off of both of them and I'm just enjoying baseball across the board.
That's how much
I love baseball. I don't have to have a team. I love the 3-2 games, you know. I love to play at the plate and all that, so I'm a baseball peers.
Yeah, hey, you love a 3-2 game. That means you were ecstatic over the Midsummer Classic because that was the score, National League 3, American League 2. So, I'm with you all day on that one. All right, let's take another call. Huckleberry, what it do?
What's up, Huck?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What up?
Cap, you got more phone numbers than Verizon, bro.
Oh, man.
That was a good one.
That's a good one. He gets me every time.
That was a good one.
I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm looking I'm glad Cap brought up the Phillies because I was watching that two caps. The Phillies seem to be making that move right there at the right time. You got your Astros and everything. Yeah, they in third place, but as long as they got Dusty Baker and Altuve on the team, you look for them to be up there at the end. Unfortunately for my team, the Yankees, we got cursed early in the season because somebody on this podcast called no names.
I ain't say nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I done asked them 2 years in a row not to be blessing us early in the season. They keep doing it.
Hey, man, I got to call it when y'all hot, man. Y'all was hot as fish grease, man, starting out. You know?
And everybody let
the fish burn, man. Just let them burn. Let them burn.
Just turn it over.
Yeah, turn it over. Please turn it over. Yeah, but you're right, Captain. The teams, you know, to start making their moves. And then you got your old teams like San Francisco. And the team is surprising me. That's just look like they out there playing high school ball or the Mets. You know, they will blow a lead.
Oh, yeah.
They dropping balls in the infield. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys?
Paying all that money out, too.
All that money. I know Max Scherzer wants to be away from there so bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, I know plenty of teams that are making that push. We'll call and inquire about the services of Matt Scherzer before the playoffs start. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I agree with you. The problem with teams right now, the teams that are not going to be in it, if your bullpen is not good, your chances of being in the playoffs are not good.
Yeah.
If you got good starting pitching, but they ain't got no bullpen to back them up, you in trouble.
So true. So true.
Yeah. And that, 57, is a problem with my Nationals. It's like all phases of the game, we've had it or incorporated it at different times. The bullpen doing good, the starting pitcher is a boo-boo. The bat doing good, the outfield is some boo-boo. So it's been like hectic being a Nets fan this season because these guys have just been so back and forth, up and down, that it's almost like, okay, I'm just going to wait it out and see what y'all do. I'm not even going to get too excited about anything. I'm going to just see what y'all do, you know, see how you guys approach this thing. Because, I mean, it's crazy. You get all caught up and into it, and they doing everything but the right thing. So, hey. But, hey, we recently won a championship, so I'm going to take it easy on them.
There you go. 219 again.
Hey, it was a very good year.
I was going to say the same
hey,
thing.
Hey, man. Live on it as long as you can. Yeah, because we had a ball that year, too, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We celebrated with everybody else that year. Caps won, Nats won, Mystics won. Mm-hmm. That was a good year.
Boy. Yes. It felt like Boston in D.C. I'm trying to tell you, man. It felt like Boston in D.C.
Oh, man.
All right, let's take another call. 007, what'd it do?
Hey, none. What's going on, y'all? Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday,
Double O.
2019 was a memorable year, and yes, the Yankees got cheated that year. They had got cheated. I said it. They got cheated. The Yankees supposed to be in the World Series that year. I have to say that. I just had to say that. But nonetheless, 14 games back, the wild card. We was here before, 3% chance of going to the playoffs, nonetheless the World Series. I like our bullpen, Finnegan and Harvey. We just don't have anybody in the seventh inning. I don't know what they're doing in the seventh inning. But the eighth inning, they got a shutdown pitcher for the eighth inning and the ninth inning with the Nationals. We got a long way to go.
Yeah.
But we've been here before.
We have.
Is Strasburg hurt?
I don't know what's going on with Strauss. I don't know what's going on.
Let me check him out.
I think he was injured, and I think because the Learners are in the midst of they're selling the team and all of that, I think it's more of a situation where they just said we're going to go ahead and sit him down. You know, that's one thing about the Nationals. They have no problem sitting anybody resting them. They don't care what your name is or what your qualifications are. If they feel like you need to sit down, they're going to sit you down. And I think Strauss is having problems with that Tommy John arm that, you know, that's the one he had surgery on. So,
okay.
You know,
but it's funny that you would say that, Kale. Because I remember when Strauss was a rookie and was on a roll, could have won Rookie of the Year. And they shut him down after like 16 games or something like that. Didn't let him pitch no more, preserved him
the rest of the season.
He still hurt from February.
Yep, they sure did. Oh, really?
Yeah. And it might be his last year. He's still recovering from when he got hurt in February, so they just shut him down.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, 57. This may be his last season with the Nationals because it's I don't know. The boy just can't seem to get healthy. He just can't do it, you know. I wish nothing but good on the young man, but it just seems like every time you turn around, he's injured, you know. He gave us that great season in 19 and that playoff push. He was magnificent, you know, in that playoff push. But, I mean, since then, what can we really attach to his name?
Don't forget the year he won the Cy Young. And the year that y'all got, what's the boy's name y'all got from Philly? Had the beard. Wurtz.
Jason Wurtz.
Yeah.
Y'all had the best team in baseball that year.
Yeah.
But got
Louis
to the playoffs.
Against the St. Louis Cardinals, I remember.
Yep. Got in the playoffs and just hooted out. Just completely.
I just knew we was going to the World Series that year.
Strasburg had a great year that year, man.
Yeah, he did. That was.
Hey, what y'all think about Joshua Gray though? What y'all think about Joshua Gray?
I like Joshua Gray.
What about it?
I like him.
And he brings to be a young man. He plays with experience. I'll say that. And he brings an intensity to the dugout, you know. Whenever he does something good, it's like these guys are extra with their accolades and attaboys with him on everything he do. My only question would be, because he's never really been far, how long will that last? You know what I mean? Will he be the same Joshua Gray in October as he is right now? You know, because baseball gets real difficult once it's cold out there. When you make contact with that baseball and that bat gets to vibrate in your head, or you get hit with that baseball, it's just a different sport when you're playing in the cold. So, you know,
they is youngest, you know, like 24 and younger who they got it from the Dodgers for that trade with Trey Turner. They good people,
right.
They good players, and I trust them in October.
But there's a such thing that come with you in all sports. The natural mistake that come with you. Go ahead.
Cold is cold. I don't care how old you are, 68 or 50 or 28. Cold is cold.
But yeah, buddy.
Thing is that, but as far as your experience, do you know how? I used to say when I was younger, there's no difference in baseball in the summer and the winter. But as I got older, I realized that there is. The ball travels differently. The bat is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way you got to prepare for the game is differently because you can come out there and hit a ball in the summertime with short sleeves on and no gloves, and it's cool. You hit it in the fall when it's cold out there, and it could numb you from your fingers all the way to your shoulders. So,
man,
you ain't lying.
Hey, and don't mention when that ball that bat makes contact with that ball and that ball gets the ricochet and hit you in the shin or catch a finger or something, man, boy. Yeah, so the winner, like I say, Gray is a good young prospect, and I want to see him do good, but I have to see him do good year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Like 57 yeah. said, you can come out there now in your short sleeves and, you know, just your batting helmet and go to town. But when you have to put all this protective gear on, not just because you fear the ball making contact with you, but because of the cold, you know? So
hey, exactly.
Let's take another call. Yep. Brother Ted, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Kel's Corner family? Lady T, how y'all doing, everyone? Everybody, I don't see now. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Just taking a little break. Had to get my earbuds, man. I didn't want to make no noise, so that's what I was coming in and out. But anyway, I don't know if the weather's gonna be that bad though this year. You know, we see the hot we going through and the global warming, so we might have a decent October. But you guys are actually totally right about that, and especially if they hit him on the knuckles with the fastball. You know what I mean? Why they got the bad man.
Yeah.
So, the dude that's with the Angels, okay? They
Shohei
talking about kind of trading before. Yeah, him. Thank you, baby. Before the All-Star break, because a couple of teams, because when he went up to Seattle, they was chanting his name. You know, and he said that he wants to play some in California somewhere. So, as you say, San Francisco, is a possibility. But also, you got the Dodgers. You know, and all the many other, California teams as far as then maybe Seattle too. But Yankees, they wanted him. Like you said, I don't know if he wanted to go to the Yankees with that media, because he's a quiet type of person, you know, and what have you. And like you say, he wants that sun. You know, wants that cold. So that's with Ohtani. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me say this. The way that the Yankees pay people, that money will warm him up real good. So, out of all them teams you named, the Yankees seem to always be in position to pay a great prospect, a superstar in the league. I mean, it goes all the way back to Babe Ruth.
I have a question for y'all. Who y'all taking, Ohtani or Juan Rodriguez?
For what? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You know, as far as betting. I know Ohtani is a pitcher too, but as far as betting.
Ohtani.
I like Rodriguez. That dude's bad.
He is, but you asked a specific question.
Yeah, Ohtani.
Yeah.
He looked good in exhibition.
He did. I would take Rodriguez because he's a full-time hitter and not a hitter and a pitcher. And plus, the strain is beginning to show on Ohtani. He twisted something in his back last night or the night before, I think. When he was out there on a bat, you know, so I have to go with the guy that bats all the time instead of the guy who's shuffling back and forth.
When he's not pitching, he DHs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, Baltimore was one of the teams. I don't know why you said in your statement, Tom, about not to talk about Baltimore, but Baltimore and the Cubs had a win over the Yankees, 57, last couple weeks ago or so. Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Ted?
We got
It's funny because last week you didn't come on, and I said, I know Ted gonna mess with me because the Cubs beat us last week. And I said, I know Ted gonna come in and mess with me. You didn't get me for the Cubs. You got me for the last game. That's good.
And I had to get one for my Betty. You know, y'all get dogs with my Betty team out, you know, like that. You know,
there you go.
On the other side, we ain't in no running. So, you know, I had to get a little elbow in there, you know.
Hey, man.
Well, hey,
dog. Y'all took us to the dog pound, bro.
The O's for 33 come from behind. That's impressive.
And yeah, they've been on the road.
To the outhouse, man.
Don't worry
yeah,
about
been on the road, though.
Seven. Them Nationals taking care of them Cubs right this week.
It ain't over.
Tell them it ain't over. Tell them
it
ain't over.
Yeah.
You're right,
though,
Ted. You're right. You're right, the O's. But look, Ted. Watch the
yes,
O's,
sir.
Ted. They get. I'm telling you, they get ready to start crumbling. You watch what I tell you.
But if they make some moves, like y'all was talking about, they making moves. Remember, y'all was talking about them making moves and pitches and this and that. If they make the moves
yeah,
like
right.
they're supposed to, I don't know if they did or not. But if they do, if they did, because they on a hot little streak, you know, so they can get a wild card and you know, raise yourself up to a wild card and get on a little hot streak. You know, they won championships also. So they, you know,
settle
they
for a wild card.
Not new.
Shoot. Hey. Why not settle for a wild card?
Baltimore sitting
right
now.
Okay, I just want to end.
Baltimore.
I know that's right.
Hey, but look,
that's
Baltimore's one end. Baltimore is sitting with the best wild card record at 57-35. So we know that they're going to be in the wild card. We know that they will be a wild card team. It's just will they go far? You know, will they go far?
See, it's only
all right, let's take another
two. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Only two. Go ahead.
I think I was about to say. I think it's only two teams that's over 60 games right there. I think
right.
I know there was as of Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be the Braves or somebody else.
Yeah, it's Atlanta.
It
and
is
Tampa
somebody else.
Bay.
I can't think. I heard it.
Atlanta is 61-31, and the Tampa Bay Rays are 60-36.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
whoa.
They pretenders. I don't trust them. Oh yeah, whoever gets them out, y'all got them.
They've won before, too, now.
Yeah, the Atlanta and Braves.
And they're playing in warm weather. They're playing in warm weather for sure.
They went through.
They
went,
home,
but they ain't win no World Series. I don't trust them.
Huh?
I trust. I don't trust no
them.
I don't trust no trust. Nope. I trust the Orioles more. I trust them.
I know that.
Those are the ones I don't trust. It's the Orioles.
Right.
I don't trust the Orioles. No.
Oh, wow. He don't trust the
y'all gonna make my Betty come across this room.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Be more.
Yeah,
careful.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you can't trust
well, you know,
the
with
team
the mergers of
my, was,
the Dolphins trying to do going to do something this year. You know, Tampa Bay might try to do something. So they, you know, they, I believe they wanted when they wanted the championship. They also won it in hockey. I'm not sure, though,
yeah.
But I know they won it in hockey. I know they won it in hockey, and they also won it in baseball. So, you know.
Right.
Hey.
And Vlad Jr. is having a good year. Vlad Jr. is having a hell of a year. Vladimir Jr. He's having a hell of a
Guerrero.
Year.
Oh, Guerrero.
I look at
Guerrero.
I mean, Guerrero. What'd I say?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, look. Man, look.
You put two names together.
Whatever you just said.
That's
exactly.
A hell of a job when, hey, look. That's a hell of a job when you
straight me out.
Your interpreter. When your interpreter don't know what the hell you just said. That's a hell of a job. All right. Let's take another call. 80, 8056, 8056
on the corner line. That's what's up, Kel. This is G.
What's going on, baby? What's up, G?
Hey, hey. Yeah,
we can hear you, Kel.
Let me tell you a little quick story. So I went treating Tate over the house not too long ago, right? Last couple weeks ago, I had a little talk about how much I love it. And the first thing I said to him when I finished was, "No, I'm talking about." And they bust out laughing. I got him good. I got him good, right. Kel. I said, "You know what I'm talking about."
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Listen.
Yeah, baby.
So, baseball, I'm more of a big football person. When it comes to baseball, I like to be at the game. And then when I really get into baseball, when it gets, towards the, the last two teams playing, that's what I get to. That's what I think that it's at its best for me. But when I was the first base cameraman at the base house, man, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like being in that crowd, man. And then hearing that ball crack, and that bat hit that ball, man, and see that ball move. I like being there for me. Now on TV, World Series, I'm in. But this is too long for me, Kev. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Hey, but you know what? When I first got into the game on the MLB level, because I'm from North Carolina, we play baseball all the time. But when I started watching, I was the same way. But with each game, learning more and looking stuff up, okay, why did they do this? What is this and what is that? And then when I realized just how much communication goes on during the game, you got the first base coach, the third base coach, the manager, and the hitter is communicating. And, I mean, it's just all type of intricacies going on with it that I found myself more locked in. You know what I mean? Because I was the same way at first. Mm. It's boring. It's slow. What's happening? Why is that happening? Why is this happening? And I'm going to tell y'all, and I'm not ashamed to admit this. The first time I saw the bunt put to play successfully and the hitter actually brought the baseball down the baseline with him, I was like, that's ingenious. That's ingenious. It stayed fair, first of all the way down the line. And the pitcher tried to run and get it. The first baseman tried to run and get it. And you had the guy that was on third just snuck on home. I was like, wow, that was ingenious, man.
But it's the fun part of baseball, too, because you never know. Like, you'll think it's about to go foul. It ain't going foul. It's just stay fair, and they just running towards first base.
Man.
Let me give you the biggest blunder. Remember when Buckner was playing with the Red Sox and he let that ball go through him when he's on first base?
Little
slow ball go through the glove, under the glove.
1986.
Did he get paid? Was he betting like Pete Rose, They didn't check that out, though, did they? Because that ball was catchable, man. I mean, come on, man. He just didn't bend his shot down enough, man.
There
is nothing.
And they
could have
won the World Series, too.
There's nothing more embarrassing to be in the show, the big show, and have something like that happen to you. I don't think he did that on purpose. I just can't imagine that he would do something as knucklehead as that on purpose. I think that ball got up on him too fast, and even though it was slow, I believe it got up on him too fast, and he just didn't react quick enough. But I'm with you.
First of all,
like, oh.
No, it was slow. Go ahead, 57. I'm sorry.
No. What I'm saying is Bill Buckner never should have been in the game. He had two very badly banged up D's. Before the start of the game, he could barely walk to the game to get to the locker room. He wasn't supposed to even be out there. But the manager put him out there, and when the ball came down there, he was so sure that he had it, it went on a hop, and he misjudged the hop. But he couldn't have got to that ball. That dude was banged up so bad. I still blame the manager, even though I'm glad the Red Sox lost. I still blame the manager for the Red Sox losing that game. Doc Gooden, Daryl Strawberry, everybody was on that team that year.
They got them on 30-30, so that was they had a mob there.
Yeah, they called the Cocaine Cowboys.
Doing cocaine and everything. Doing cocaine and everything, Jack. That was their speed right there, too.
The Mets won 100 games that year? Like 110 games that year or something? The Mets
won
like 100.
They had an awesome team, bro.
Yeah.
They were doing smack in the locker room and coming out and smacking you on the field.
Oh, man.
Like them Cowboys. Took me back when
Uh-oh.
I was
Indeed.
Golly.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
Not the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys, same thing. Michael Irvin, Leon Lett, Russell Merwin.
Hollywood Henderson.
They had a couple of white boys they don't even mention. You know what I'm saying? So, but they're going to definitely tag them, but they was getting down, baby. You know?
Yes, sir.
It was kind of fashionable then, you know?
Yeah.
Until Michael started hitting, you know, that thing a little bit and stuff, and he got carried away. They had to pull it back. Come on, dude. But I'm glad he definitely had got help, man. You know, I'm glad he got help and turned it around, man, for sure. You know?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Hell of a baseball
Dr. J. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dr. J. Go ahead.
I remember Dr. J just saying one time when he went into a game, he knew when the guys were high on cocaine, and he said he tried to dog them every night. He said he tried to take it to them every night. And I just thought about that. When it comes to baseball and the Yankees, they were smacked every game and then went out there and killed people.
NBA. Yeah. Hey, real quick, well, I'm sorry. NBA back then, man, I mean, everybody was doing it. You know, that's why the NBA had a scar on it back then. You know, Spencer Hayward. Yeah, I mean, from a whole list of them.
Michael
Ray Richardson. The guy back then. Oh, please,
Michael Ray
Richardson. Oh, he was. Sugar was sweet,
and
man.
Don't forget John Lucas.
But they took him. Back then, like I say, them 70s, man, they was boom doing their thing.
Roy Tarpley, Richard Dumas.
It was a game. It was a game I was watching as a young man. Staying up late, sneaking. Y'all know when you got the game on and you turn the TV down so your mother won't hear it, but you can watch it.
Yeah.
I looked at Dumas. I said, that Bama, what is wrong with him? Why does he look like that Bama was high school to prayer, man? Because, you know, I was a young man. I ain't know nothing about that back then, but that Bama was high school to prayer. All right, y'all. Great baseball conversation. We're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782, and we're going to talk this summer league, y'all. Summer league championship was last night, the Rockets in Cleveland. So we're going to give a little conversation about that. We'll be right back.
We're jamming.
Yeah, you could have kept going with that bag.
You had some good ones today, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right there. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Joe.
NBA Summer League, y'all. The top five as the league finished. We had Utah Jazz at 4-1, Detroit Pistons at 4-1, the Dallas Mavericks at 4-1, and then the two teams that played for the championship last night, the Houston Rockets 5-0, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Listen, Cleveland took it to them peoples like it was the real NBA championship. Game finished 99-78, and I'm telling you, the score doesn't even do that butt-whipping justice. The score doesn't even do it justice. But I'm looking at Cleveland and how they play. Cleveland had some talent on that summer league team. Seriously. They got some people coming in that really, they're pros already. They're youngins, yes. They're rookies, yes. But those guys were playing together as pros last night. From what I saw, you know, all type of alley-oops and wild, crazy slam dunks and just assists out the yin-yang. I mean, Cleveland played a complete game last night. And not to say Houston didn't, but Cleveland just had their number last night. Did you watch the Summer League Championship?
You know, I didn't watch it. I'm so mad at myself. I said I was going to watch it, but then the grandbabies came over, and then the TV belonged to them at that point, and then I didn't feel like getting up or going upstairs. So I ended up watching, some little TikToks all night, and they were slipping around. I'm just mad at myself. I didn't get to watch it. I'm sorry.
What I got from that game, you was absent for one. You was right. It was a game of run. Well, they was going to come back. Houston tried to come back, but they was on Cleveland came like on a 13-0 run. Like you say, it was alley-oops. It was dunks. It was perimeter shots. And they was kicking the ball on the outside, shooting threes. They were just having their way. And the defense was phenomenal. And that could carry you on to the regular season, you know, with the players they already have. Because Cleveland already made the playoffs. On we saw in the summer league, Cleveland is the team to look out for in the East. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, Ted. Real quick, when they ran the camera on Houston's sideline yesterday, and I already knew. Udoka was their coach. But I think he is going to be a key, important piece to this team. Seriously. And it was good to see him back on the sideline, you know, being respected as a coach, you know, because he had those young, like you say, he had them young boys, especially in that fourth quarter, feeling like, okay, we didn't play our best in the first half. Let's bring it on. And you saw the momentum starting to build in the third, and then in the fourth, they just pressed the pedal to the metal and tried to go for all they had. And it was good to – they lost, but it was good to see, okay, Udoka is a Udoka in control. And has these guys already from the summer league believing in his philosophy. So it was good to see that. Come on, Ted. What were you about to say, bro?
And with that, well, let me get two things out. With that, about the Doka team, like you say, they lost, but they had the most valuable player of the summer league, Cameron, that Whitmore got. Younger, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're going, like you say, they're going to make some noise in the future. They got an excellent coach, man, that can deal with young players. And if they just buy in, and I think they will, because they respect him, he commands respect. Man, watch Houston coming up. But also with Cleveland, they got that Mobley boy. That they already got his brother on there, Evan Mobley, but now they got his other brother, Eli.
They got the twins. They twins. Is they twins?
Mm-hmm. He scored 28 points.
I wanted to say they was twins, but I'm not sure.
I think they're
exactly
twins.
Sure. I don't know if one a year older,
brother.
But
let
I know one stayed in. I know Evan came out last, you know, when he came out 2 years ago, then his brother stayed in. But now his brother's out with Cleveland, and I didn't know that, but I seen him in the summer league, man, throwing, like you say, alley-oop, Jack, the Cleveland going to be nice this year. Watch Cleveland in that East for sure. Because Donovan Mitchell,
they're not
the
twins. I'm sorry, Ted. They're not twins.
Okay.
One is older than the other one.
But, right, okay, and that's Evan the oldest then. So but they're going to have the little two brothers playing together that's nice. And I think, you know, Evan is coming along in his own already in the pro, but I think his brother going to have a bigger upside, man, because he's just, this stuff about him, man. But they're going to be nice. They're going to be real nice. In the summer league, though, but what I wanted to see the matchup between Chet Holmgren and then, the big seven, San Antonio Spurs. Yeah, I wanted to see that because they played as far as the teams played each other, but them two, they shut them two down. You know what I mean? They shut them both.
I think Chet got something on
it. You think so? I want to see
because
that matchup when they play in the season, man.
Yeah, Chet got that year of experience. Even though he was a rookie league, he got that year of experience of already being over here and playing any play over here in college, you know? So I give it to Chet.
Okay.
What's the chances of him getting rookie again?
Well, Brady, he does a little bit more, though. And like you said, Pop won't put him in a great system. So we kind of see. I just want to see that matchup. I don't know who to pick, but I want to see it. I'm going to go with one. I'm going to go with W. Since you're going with Weston, I'm just going to call him W, winner. So I'm going to go with W. All
right, dear.
Wama one. Wama. Okay.
We'll look at it again in the middle of the season.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, one thing that guy, kind of stuck in my craw, the San Antonio media saying that they had to shut Wimby down because he was showing signs of fatigue and they didn't want injury to plague his career and everything. And I'm like, but when I saw the young man during the game and a game that they held him out, he was jumping and high-fiving and very animated and more so than I never thought that was a part of his personality. But he was excited. He was animated on the bench. And I'm like, so you set him down because of what the media is saying, what people are saying around him? So y'all set him down because of that? Don't tell me, Pop.
But what they say? What they say about him?
He had to be shut down because they said it was too much the back and forth of the games. I'm like, they only played five games, man. Seriously.
Yeah. They're not ready. They got to build them up.
I just say, go ahead, Cap.
Build
my
up.
Bad.
He's not ready.
Yeah. You can watch the way he was being pushed around by 6'2" guards. And the only reason why he was holding on is because he was 7'5". He couldn't. Yeah,
that's not good.
He couldn't muscle in the middle. He didn't have the strength to muscle yet.
Yeah.
That's why he needed to shut him down. He needed to put some weight on. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't want him to get out there and get a broken leg or something like that. Trying to play around.
Most guys probably ain't gonna make the team. We're struggling with this.
Yeah.
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 I know how you're feeling about it, Kale, but I kind of agree with them shutting him down, man. From what I saw in the couple of games I saw him in, even though he looked good at that 27-point game, inside, he was being pushed around by six foot two guards, man. He was just the fact that he was had that reach was helping him.
He
couldn't do nothing on in the middle. Yeah, he did.
And he got dunked on.
Yeah.
Looking like Mike Dudley out there.
Mutombo got dunked. Mutombo was dunked on. David Robinson got dunked on.
Everybody got dunked on.
Everybody can get dunked on.
But he got it. Like that, looking like a long piece of spaghetti falling on the ground. Nah, man, that's
yeah,
no
exactly.
Yeah, you gotta look at that force. But also, but also, what I want to say, Carol, he had been playing, you know, in European League, and also with you know, playing against G League teams and what have you. So he had been playing more so. Then I think a lot of more of these kind of rookies, so, you know. Today night might have a college schedule, but he had, like, a professional schedule because he was playing pro ball over in France on their team.
Okay.
So, but then also you want to protect your investments for sure. You don't want him to do like Wembanyama. I mean, like, what's his name, Chad, got hurt last year, you know. So you want to be very careful. And like you say, he was getting pushed around. He needed to build some more strength. They talk about they don't want to build muscle. They just want to build strength to have make them have wide receiver, but they still need to build some muscle too, though, you know, on him. You know, definitely that core, you know, and that his base, you know, and stuff. Like, because they're going to be gut checking him and everything, man, pushing around, putting that elbow in his chest and that forearm, that shoulder in his chest, all that, you know, so. He got to bulk up.
He got good outside shots, and he could shoot free throws, which is that's good enough. But yeah, like you said, he got to put weight on his body.
7'5".
Let me ask
seven, five.
Of y'all a question. If he wasn't okay, he's 7'5". If all he was just 7'5", couldn't dribble, couldn't shoot the way he does from the outside, to me. He wouldn't be that interesting. But the fact that he can dribble the ball down the court, he can pass the ball, but at 7'5", he can't give you on the inside what you would need. He would be another, what's the dude's name DC had? Manubo. He'd be another Manubo. That's it. You know, the dude's got to build up, man. Or that's the way he's going to go. He's going to go to Manubo. All he can do is shoot a three-pointer and a highlight reel.
I can't tell y'all how upset when I went to see the Bullets back then and the new goal, his bammer, knees banging up. And he was about to injure himself. He's trying to run down the court.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, man, when are we going to stop getting these sideshow pieces, man? We gonna stop
and him and Muggsy Bogues together.
Nah, but he had 10 block shots in the game, though. Didn't he have 10 block shots in the game before?
Uh-huh. No. He might have had one game.
When you hold your arm straight up in the air and your hand is above the rim, you're supposed to have 10 block shots a game. Nobody trained to shoot over 7'9". Nobody trains to do that. So, yeah, bro, you should have had 10. Honestly, he should have had more.
Go get your arms.
And he was every bit of that, man. he was every bit of that, because I still met him in person, man. Juwan had a party off this club in UC. I can't think of the name of the club. But by me knowing, you know, Juwan and Mikey was cool, you know, being from Chi, you know, they came by the table and stuff, and the wife was there. Man, I'm looking at his gaiters and stuff, man, and I looked up, man, and I just kept looking up, you know what I mean? And stood up, man. He, like you say, he's every bit of that, man. And he was towering over Juwan, you know. And Juwan was 6'10", you know. So, whew. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And his son was the same thing. His son was tall as all get up.
Bobo going to be nice, though. He got traded. He going to be nice with the new team. Mm-hmm.
Bobo with the son. Bobo got traded to the Suns. He didn't get traded to him. They picked him up as a free agent. They picked him up.
Exactly right, Lady T. Phoenix.
Yeah.
He ain't
no more.
No. Nope.
They let him go.
They're going to bag up Durant and AC. You know, they looking at that.
DeAndre Ayton.
My bad. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
it's 15 block shot.
What's his name? Autumn Fall or what's his last name? The tall dude from Miami. Fall?
Taco.
He was like 7'2". Taco Bell.
Taco
Fall.
Yeah.
Last
year
he was with Boston, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But he ain't got nothing. He got about, he's about 3 years in. He ain't got nothing.
What was you about to say, 007 check? What?
Manubo block. Most shots in a game, February 25th, 1987, he had 15 block shots.
Okay.
Go Gadget.
Are we surprised?
Hey, 007, we got a co-host, okay? We don't need you looking up none.
because we talk about you talk about centers, man. Y'all talk about big men.
Go ahead.
This in the regular season.
As far as the summer leagues, they gotta play hard. These are rookies trying to make a team. You know, so you're gonna get that hard play. They want to prove themselves. So, I'm mad at myself. I did miss it, but I know they're gonna come on again. So just look out for it, Lady T, on the TV. They're gonna show them again. You know.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. It's gonna come on again for sure, and I'm gonna take it this time because I sure wanted to see that game. But I was watching anyway. But yeah, we'll get to see it again. Indeed.
Shoot me a reminder, too, on Kale's Corner. Stay
tuned,
Lady T.
Okay. That'll work.
Thank
That'll
you.
Work.
Thank
That'll
you.
Work.
Okay.
Well, what's that? Kale, Brandon Miller got shut down, too.
Who?
The number 2 pick?
Yeah. Why?
First of all, he wasn't having a good summer league. To start off and the
That's
way they was
right.
dogging him out there, they didn't want him to get busted up. But he had a couple of good games, but he wasn't playing that good. And see, he one of the guys. He's gonna be on a team when the season starts, no matter what. Him, the first five guys picked, they gonna be out there with the team when the season starts. A lot of the other guys, they tried to get on the team.
Good
luck, young man. Good luck to all those guys. You know.
Yeah.
They're in a position to fulfill their dream. You know. So his health and best wishes to all of those guys, you know. All right, y'all. We're moving right along. I know we kind of rushing here, but I really want to get this NFL talk out there. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back. Right back.
Oh man!
Just need to go walk around with the sprinkler on top of the bottle. We be set.
All right, y'all.
I want to talk the top 10 offenses going into the 2023 season. We have the Jets at number 10. Who is that with that background? Somebody please mute your phone. We have the Jets at number 10. The Chargers at number 9. My Betty, Cap, y'all Ravens have the number 8 offense. The Seahawks, number 7. The 49ers, number 6. Dallas at number 5. The Bengals at number 4. The Bills at number 3, the Eagles at number 2, and the Chiefs are the projected number 1 offense approaching this season. Now, before we discuss that, we're going to go on the top 10 defenses going into 2023. We have the Bills at number 10, the Ravens at number 9, Washington at number 8, the Steelers at number 7, the Patriots at number 6, the Dolphins at number 5, the Jets at number 4, Dallas at number 3, the Eagles number 2, and our number 1 defense coming into this season are Treese's San Francisco 49ers.
That is correct.
I'm going to start this argument right now. First of all, Treese's team ain't going at the top of the list. The 49ers ain't that strong. We can stop that.
Okay.
I got the Giants of 49ers on defense. But no, the Giants will probably be like 6. But on offense, I'm going to put Giants at least number 2. Because Saquon didn't get his contract, so he's going to be all, he got an attitude. Saquon will come out there running everybody over. I'm saying that right now. So that's, I'm starting to argue. Let's start arguing right now.
Well, I'm looking at this list, and I'm seeing they have Dallas with the number 5 offense, which, and I don't, maybe Kane can help me out. But I don't really recall Dallas adding anything to their offense to be projected at number 5.
No. Nope.
And then the number three defense. Now, I know Dallas secondary, I'll give it to them on their secondary. Them dudes is monsters. But their defensive line, Michael Parsons is good, and what's the other guy's name, Tang, on your defense, the defensive tackle? What's his what's his name, man? Lawrence. Is that his name, Lawrence? But you see, after Michael Parsons in the secondary, you really can't name anybody on that defense. And I am an NFC East fan. So this right. list is telling me that we are about to have another season of, look at Dallas, this is what they're going to do. This is what we expect them to be. You know, and it's crazy to me. Go ahead, go ahead.
I'm going to let y'all go ahead and say what y'all got to say.
They swelling on the Jets. How the Jets made the number 10 list. They are swelling. Because
the
they
Jets
got Aaron Rodgers.
Hey. The Jets are number 10 in defense and number 4 in offense.
But I agree with him, Bill. I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. They ain't even play together, you know, and they just giving him all kind of this and that, man. And he ain't having proved himself. He only won one Super Bowl, and how long ago was that? And then all them chances he had in the playoffs, he didn't do anything. Blaming it on the coach, this and that. But, yeah, you had a chance to run in, and you know, you blew it, dude. So, you know, playing in Green Bay at that. And he's supposed to be all this and all that. They give him more credit than they give Joe Montana. You know, Terry Bradshaw, people who won 4. You know, Troy Aikman. And he's the best in this. Man, come on, I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. I'm tired of him. Go eat your mushrooms and do what you do, man. You know, and lie about things. You know what I mean? So, but the Jets, come on,
hey,
I want to see them
tell
play.
Tell us how
first.
You really feel.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really
see. I want to see how they play first. I want to see. You know, yeah, he owned the Bears because he's sorry. But we're going to see how he's going to do
right.
it when he plays in the AFC. I want them to
right.
crush it.
I know that's right.
Big
I ain't mean to break.
Now you see, well, they were sweating on the Jets, right? There it is.
I mean, I've never seen a player come to one side of the ball and you automatically give their defense a boost. I'm trying to figure out, when we did our top 10 defenders, I can't recall a Jets player being on there. How are they number 10?
But then when they talking about the Jets being tough, that's why they needed a couple of pieces in that would solidify them. So wasn't it the defense that was tough?
Yeah, but you got to prove it, bro. You got to prove it, man,
okay.
before you on the top. You got to prove that, man. You know?
That ain't much. Can't be.
Go ahead.
I've seen more takeaways in the Jets game than I've seen touchdowns. How they top anything when they didn't even win any meaningful game? Then no wild card, no division. How they rank? Hey, could we be top 5 too? I'm just saying.
You could be.
Just because they got Aaron Rodgers.
And they have them at number 4 on defense. They have them at number 4, number 10 on offense, and number 4 on defense. Now, as I go down this list, as much as I can't stand them, I can see why Dallas ended up where they ended up. You know, Dallas didn't play terrible defense last year. They really didn't. But the Jets' defense, it seemed like they were crumbling and breaking up almost every daggone game.
Right.
How are they number 4? They allowed yard, busting, passing, everything you can do offensively, the Jets allow teams to do it. And you're number
4. Might as well put the Vikings there. The Vikings played more better efficient than the Jets did last year.
And also, my second beat. How did the Patriots make number six? The Patriots was some garbage last year on defense. How did they even make this list? That's another spot where the Vikings could have been.
They're playing favorites, that's all.
Yeah. And I read and jug at 57 all the time. But the Patriots before the Steelers? Really? Really?
Somebody
the Patriots before
good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Come on in here, Tang. I'm interested in your point of view. Come on, Tang. I want to hear.
Tang ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, look. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, Chaos Corner fam? Hey, look, I understand why you're saying about the Patriots and all that. But what's up? But our defense supposed to be right there where it's at, man. We was holding it down last year, man. You already know that. And then the reason why they really put us up because we stepped up by getting that corner. You keep saying you can't name nobody after Parsons and Lawrence. You can name Diggs. You can name the corner Tillman we just got. There's
a lot
of guys you can name on our defense.
I said your secondary.
Yeah.
Your whole secondary.
Our front line. Our front line was punishing people too.
Yeah, but y'all
got
a lot of rushing.
Michael Parsons wasn't the only one with over nine sacks on our defense. Pull it up, bro. You just.
Yeah.
I understand
hey,
that
Kale.
You ain't got no love for the Cowboys, but the Cowboys is ready, man. They in the right spot. But I feel you on that.
You know the Cowboys are always the regular. The Cowboys are always the regular season champs. They'll win nothing to play off.
Man, I'm with Stephen A. Smith. When the Cowboys do, we celebrate.
Hey, look. We're going to see this year. I ain't even going to let y'all hear me riled up right now.
We're going to keep the same lane, open for you that we had open for you last year.
I'm going to give me a Cowboy hat and sorry. Let me tell y'all a little awareness.
Hey, G, let me tell you something. Y'all better hope y'all sign Saquon Barkley. Else the Commanders will be the third team that make it in the playoffs with us this year.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
no, you didn't. I tell you what, Saquon will get a highlight reel off of y'all. Why? He'll have the best game played in the Cowboys.
Saquon ain't
why?
Is he going to play?
He ain't even. He might hold
he'll
out
play,
the season.
He'll play.
No, he's going to play. It's going to be a matter of how will he play. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What Saquon are you guys going to get? Because we can talk all day about he's dedicated to the team. He loves football. Man, them dudes are
keep it
for
listen,
their money.
I'm going to keep it real with you.
But
they
you know
going to have a good season because you know why? I'm going to tell you why. They franchised this one. So they can't franchise him again. So he's going to show out.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Nah,
they can franchise him. You can franchise tag him again. And they already said it. He'll be getting $10 million this year. And if they franchise tag him next year, it's going to be like 11 or 12. And they were saying that'll be like $22 million that ain't no quarterback getting paid like that in 2 years. They can franchise tag him again, though.
Well, I tell you what.
Yeah.
He'll play this year just so he can get, you know what I'm saying, show his other team he still got it. And if they talk about next year, I'm going to tell him to leave myself. I'll participate in myself.
Hey, Jim.
You know what I think?
Right.
You
have forgotten the Kirk Cousins story in the NFC East, man. They put that franchise tag on, I think it's up to three times. They can franchise.
Wow. Yeah, they can do it. Yeah, they can do it three
times.
Oh,
that's deep.
Right
that's deep.
Too,
that's deep.
But you know
that's
what?
Well,
like
you know
said,
what?
I think Saquon going to play a little bit, but if he tweaks something, I believe he gonna just give you that half like you just said, big boy. What Saquon Barkley we gonna get? Because, and I understand why he want to get a payday, but then I understand why they not giving it to him because last year was the only season that he was healthy. But see, you gotta think of the other two, 3 years.
Yeah,
the other two, 3 years he ain't been healthy, so that's what they looking at.
Yeah. You got to take.
But they overpay
that.
Everybody else. Why they can't just get that man his money? They just all he asked for $2 more million. $2 more million. That ain't nothing.
Right. But look, stay quiet and Jim, but he's Mayweather. That dude getting ready. He ready right now. He made sure that knee good. He still with his bench presses?
That don't mean nothing. You got to see if he can take a hit.
Hold on.
You can bench press a whole night.
How many good years has he given you, though?
He did that last year.
How many years has he given you when he wasn't hurt? He's played, what, 4 years
exactly.
Now he's been hurt?
One.
Two of those four?
Right.
Three.
I'm not a brother that lives in the gym all day, but I think you bench press with your arms, right?
I meant to say squat. My bad. Okay. Okay. I meant to say squat, though. This dude, his knee is good. Trust me. Y'all got me. I love you. Love
your
quarterback. You love me.
We love you too, bro. I needed that one. But seriously, though, in all seriousness, players do not forget that every play I'm sacrificing my body. I'm sacrificing my career every play.
Right.
And for you guys
right.
to not see and recognize that, that leaves
right.
a disdain in the minds of players. They're like, I'm giving my all. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And these Bama still don't want to give me my money. So, that's a point that must be thought of because being a fan of a team that thought it was best to franchise that player, I saw the difference in Kirk Cousins with every franchise tag. I saw the difference in him. He started it out. Okay, so if I grind and show them who I am, which they should already know because they drafted me, you know what I mean? So I shouldn't even be going through this. I shouldn't even have to deal with this. But, okay, if this is the way that they want to play the game, I'm going to play the game along with them like this. I think it is a disrespect move to do that. To Saquon Barkley and not pay that man, just pay him and get it over with. And one thing it seems to me that general managers and teams don't understand, the longer you wait to pay, the more it's going to be when you do actually pay him. It's going to be more. So why not pay him, get it over with? Just put clause that protect you as a team and protect him as a player and play ball, man.
I agree.
Say today's price is not yesterday's price.
No. And if I was a player, that's just how I would carry it. Oh, I was playing for $5 yesterday, but today I need 10. did I excite you and wow you yesterday? Okay, well, you know, and like Tree said, you paid everyone else. Everyone else has gotten paid for what they did the last year and what you think they're going to do this year. Pay that man his money. Pay him his money. That's just it. That's all I got to say about that. Pay that dude.
I would have paid Saquon before Danny Dimes, though. I would have paid Saquon first.
Okay. And a lot of
people. It's
a lot of teams throughout the NFL that would take Saquon first.
Y'all gotta put yourself in the Giants' shoes. They done had this guy there. He's been hurt 3 out of 4 years. Mm-hmm. You got to look at, I mean, do you want to get this guy a max salary, and he hasn't proved to you yet that he can go a whole season?
He proved that last year. He did good last year.
He was hurt for four games.
Look. That's why you devise a contract that's safe for you and him. You put something like, if you don't participate in X amount of practices and X amount of games, if we can't rely on you, then this is what your money will be instead of this being your money. There are ways that they can do it. We've seen the NFL come up with all type of contracts. All type of contracts. So to just franchise tag that man, to me personally, you being lazy. That's lazy, man.
Hey.
Come on. Okay, the dude was hurt, but he has shown and proved on numerous occasions who he is and what he can do. Pay that man.
But see, him
money.
Being hurt, don't care. Hold on. But him being hurt, you got to play on the front line, too. You got to be over that hole and give him some blocks. He wouldn't be hurt. Ain't like he just got hurt on his own. Our front line is terrible. Always been terrible. That's a fact.
I agree with that. I love your front line.
Hey,
I love it. I put a star beside it when we get ready to play y'all. I love your front line. Hey, is this Rev or Nas?
On
the line.
Nah, it's Nas, man. What's up, Nas?
What's up, Nas?
Hold up. No, I'm cooling, man. This is CBA issue, man. This is the reason why your boy Roger Goodell wanted D. Maurice Smith to keep that job. They felt like they was running the table on. They was running the Boston on that boy, getting this terrible one-sided deal, and running backs are the ones who suffering the most. And the Giants are doing what a lot of teams are planning to do, which is draft the guy in the first round, pay him the five, and then the last two franchise him or let him walk away with nothing. Like, that's what they're planning to do to running backs. And because they didn't address this in the CBA on the player side, everybody vulnerable. And here the tough part about Saquon, everybody brought up injuries, which is true. The only tough part about this is you gave Daniel Jones all that money, and Daniel Jones is only worth that if Saquon is out there playing at a high level, because
exactly,
Daniel Jones, as we've seen, is not a great quarterback. So
I agree.
It's hell right here for running backs. It's rough.
Yeah. And I don't know if everybody is looking at the Dallas situation with Ezekiel Elliott, because it was like Elliott got that money, and we all can agree, he fell off. He fell off completely. He went from 15-yard rushes to 2 yards, 3 yards. We can only use them in short yardage situations. And I guess teams are just fearing looking like idiots. You know what I mean? They're fearing that. So they're not paying running backs. But I say, and this is just me, but if you put them pads and that helmet on and step on the field, man, your money should be guaranteed. Seriously. Your money should be guaranteed, man. All this back and forth over he's worth this, nah, he's worth that. And y'all, this is my thoughts and my thoughts only. This is DMV Kale. It's modern-day freaking slavery to me. It's modern-day slavery to me. Oh, no, I'm not going to pay you. You only brought 3 bales of cotton in. You know, the max was supposed to be 5. Well, I brought you 4.5, bro. Meet me halfway, you know? You got a guy that goes out Sunday, Monday, and every practice and goes as hard as his body will allow him to. And you're telling him no, we're just going to franchise you. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous in my book. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And these guys, especially someone who's already proven their value, someone who's already proven their worth time and time again. I tell you what, y'all can play around if y'all want to and let some other team come in there and scoop them up. I don't want to hear nothing about Saquon wait till he went to this other team. Now he want to give his all. Well, they gave him their all. So, hey,
well,
what did you expect?
Here comes to the Commanders. Have Antonio Gibson out.
Mm-mm.
Hey, babe. How are you?
I'm,
you look amazing.
I'm good with the running backs.
Well, you know what?
I'm good
this
with the running backs.
Running, this is
edge,
not a running league anymore. It's a throwing league. A running back's a
right.
Not that. That's why we got the Deebo Samuels and Cup of Coops and those guys
hey,
right there. Running back is not that integral anymore. You know, so he's not going to what's the word I'm looking for? He's not going to demand that type of money. I don't care how good he is. You can get by like guys can do it. Like Dahl said, you can get by with playing a guy for 3 years, then franchising him, saying, okay, there you can go. I don't use you because you're only good for me for about 5 years anyway. So. And he's staying hurt. I know what y'all saying, that he's a good running back, but the guy stays hurt, man. The guy stays hurt. I wouldn't give him all that money either.
Yeah.
So
what's
I think
next
he's asking for a lot of money. He's not really asking for a lot of money.
Exactly.
He asked for $19,000. I mean, $19 million. He asked for $19 million. And I mean, I ain't mean to say thousand, my bad. Million,
19 million.
Hey, y'all leave my phone number. Sign him down.
Y'all leave my
sign him down. Give him a
raise. What? 19,000. I throw in a Suzuki Sidekick.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Throw up a raise for you downtown, everything.
What? But in all seriousness, they need to pay that man. They need to pay that man. Yes, he's been injured, but he was injured for you guys. He was injured.
Gotcha.
He got injured trying to be for you all. You know what I mean? So return the favor, man. Listen, $19 million is what he wants. Spread it out and let him know. We're not negotiating anything until you get to $18.5 million. Then we'll talk again. Then we'll discuss whatever needs to be discussed. And, like I say, put a clause in that contract. Put a clause in that joker. Hey, Slim, if you don't play this amount of games and these amount of practices, you're not available, bruh. We're going to renegotiate that thing real quick. We're going to renegotiate that real quick. But everybody sees.
Right. I'm sorry, kid.
Go ahead, Nas. You cool. Was that Nas?
I was just going to say that's why the game's so dirty. Because it's like, okay, look, you got to come in here and carry the mail and be that workhorse to prove that you're an elite back. And then once you do it, they say, hey, man, I can't pay you. You took all them carries we gave you. So doing the job well leads to an excuse for them not to pay you. But ultimately, again, it's a CBA issue. They said the running backs got a group chat. They go out on social media and posting. So now the next step is them getting involved with the player association. So at the next CBA, they make sure they get something in there, whether it's, you know, first year running backs, you only sign for 3 years, and then, you know, you can possibly get an extension or something like that. But they got to figure out a way to restructure it because they are not going to pay if it's long term. Everything 57 said, I guess that's how they operate. They waiting on you to come up for your year after the franchise tag. Oh, but go ahead, bro. I'm just going to say everybody, not Ezekiel Elliott, y'all.
Oh, facts.
Everybody who?
Ezekiel Elliott. Hey, listen.
You said
Mr.
Ezekiel Elliott.
The life of football, running back, man, for 70 years. Y'all know that. Ezekiel did what he could do out there, and they ran him in the ground for the first 5 years. He punished every
time. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man,
we got to add catching passes to this, too, because a running back who catches 50 to 60 balls a year on top of the rushing, that still makes you a different player, too. So that part has to be addressed, but they just treating it like it's all the same because they looking at it like this. If they can get 80% of the production for 20% of the cost, they do it. So they're just drafting somebody. Who at the court?
You sound like Led Zeppelin in the background.
Come on, Lady T. Come on, Lady T.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Come on, Lady T. Okay. Well, I guess
hello.
It's on me.
Dan Vic Hill would like to say, and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Dan Vic Hill and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Dan Vic Hill, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782, and you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/KaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. I love, love, love you guys so very much, and I'll see you guys right back here on Thursday. Kale, you have the very last word.
All right. I thank you guys, and like I said, I would appreciate if you guys would join in with me, and as we remember our sick and shut-in, just call the name of Officer Glasker. That's the young lady that works with me that was shot on Friday. So y'all do that for me. Hey, listen, I appreciate it. I want to thank everyone for your participation, your conversation, and the words you had to say, the jokes and the laughter and everything. I tell y'all all the time, y'all are the ones that make Kale's Corner exactly what it is, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Everybody, love you guys. Remember, we'll be back Thursday, and on Thursday, we're going to do our NFL talk. We're going to talk about the top 10 coaches, and I'm going to leave you with that. So listen, be safe. Again, y'all, love. Grab them youngins, hug them youngins. Tell them youngins that you love them. And I know if you don't know them, don't grab them, please. Don't put your hands on them if you don't know them. But I was led to do that today, so that's the way I approached it. But just tell them, let them know that somebody loves you, man. Somebody loves you. And life is important, all right? With that being said, everybody have a great Wednesday. Be checking in with y'all, Lord willing, Thursday at 10 o'clock. Thursday at 5 p.m. Friday is my birthday, so I'm going to need all y'all to be here Thursday so you can celebrate with a brother. And hey, listen, thank you. We'll be back Thursday.
Say what now? Yeah.
late.